Isaiah 40, verse 8. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. A personal note. The image that you see on these declaration pages is from my NLT version called the Inspired Bible. I actually lost my most favorite Bible after church in 2008. It was the one I carried back and forth to service for 11 years. It was filled with dates, underlines, highlights, circles, and exclamation. I was brokenhearted. This was my replacement choice, and I've enjoyed it with my morning coffee ever since. The Word, oh yes, the Word of God is sweet to me and feeds my soul and spirit. His Word, His truth, and His promises sustain me. It fills me up, corrects my path, helps me to forgive, encourages me to believe, and the list goes on. Join me today as we declare His Word. Declarations. This life is temporary. It is a speck, a nanosecond compared to eternity. Make each day, each moment, each interaction count in the light of eternity. Teach us to number our days. Psalm 90, verse 12. Thank you for the beauty of your creation. Help us to see our own seasons of life through your eyes. Fall, winter, spring, summer are cycles you designed for your purpose. Your word tells us that there is a time for everything. Ecclesiastes 3. The fragrance of a rose may fade and the petals droop and drop, but your presence refreshes us daily. Our life, our faith in your constant companionship sustains us even in the darkest days. Psalm 119, verse 28. We bind the accuser of the brethren and the father of all lies in the name of Jesus. He and his demonic influencers shall not take hold of our families, our church, our cities, our nation, or our world. Job 1, Revelation 12, 10. Your word is truth and is trusted. We say, rise up, you people who hear the word of the Lord. Speak out. Give voice to heaven's truth. Let the word be released in prophetic writing, in speech, in dreams, in paintings, in all kinds of creative ways. There are no limits to your ways to communicate through your servants and handmaidens. Acts 2:17. Anoint your pastors, teachers, evangelists with a now word straight from your heart. Give revelation and wisdom to apostles and prophets as they build your church. Cause us to recall your word in times of need for ourselves and others. Deuteronomy 30:14. You are not a human. You aren't double-minded. You don't sway in your opinions. Teach us to be true to our words. Help us to keep our promises. Cause us to stand on your word. Numbers 23:19. You said it, that's it, done. Jesus, when you said it is finished, you meant it. Help us to appropriate your finished work on the cross as well as the power of your resurrection. Lord, we plead for those who still doubt your word. We ask your Holy Spirit to renew their minds. Give them a road to Emmaus experience. See Luke 24, verses 25 through 27. Deepen our understanding of your word. Uncover the hidden treasure. Reveal your character, your nature, your ways to us. Increase the power of your word in our hearts. Psalm 119, verse 11.